Victor Peruta, Cincinnati's well-known and trusted psychic medium, joins me in the studio tonight. It's that time of year when we talk with him about the Victory of Light Psychic Festival. It's now in its 26th year and is one of the nation's largest metaphysical conventions. With over 300 psychics, healers, and exhibitors, it will take place at the Sharonville Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, November 17th and 18th. And I'm delighted to welcome you back, Victor.
Thank you, Barbara. It's so nice to see you.
So I want to start by saying that this is such an extensive and impressive lineup of presenters for this year's festival. There are 90 seminars. They're all free. Topics or experiences include astrology, past life regressions, angels, spirit guides, holistic healing, stress reduction techniques, aromatherapy, and it includes some featured presenters. So let's begin with just a few of those to give people a sample. Tell us about what Julie Rieger will be offering.
Julie Rieger, she's a president at 20th Century Fox. She has marketed films such as Avatar and Deadpool. And she experienced the death of her mother. It was quite a profound experience, as it would be for any of us losing a parent. And she noticed after the death of her mother, she noticed ghosts in her photography that she was taking on her digital phone. And that led her into an exploration of the spiritual realm. And she had a lot of spiritual paranormal experiences, which she eventually came to accept as a part of her life. This is a woman who was always skeptical about these sorts of things. She thought they existed only in the movies. And then they started taking place in her world, in her real life. So it opened up her mind and her awareness to that dimension of reality. She wrote about it in her brand new book, The Ghost Photographer, which is a memoir of her experiences with the paranormal realm. Again, these were spontaneous, unexpected, unlooked for experiences. And it becomes a memoir that deals with grief, the grief that she was going through upon the death of her mother. So it's a deep book, but it's also a page turner.
Tell us then also about Craig Holiday. What will he be talking about?
I'm excited to have Craig Holiday. He's from Colorado, and he'll be joining us for the first time ever at the Victory of Light Expo. And he's a yogic and Buddhist meditation teacher. His book is called Fully Human, Fully Divine. Now, what the book deals with is the chasm between our spiritual lives and our material lives. That's something that we all struggle with. And it is a chasm that has not been dealt with effectively always on a personal level in our lives, as we strive to be the best person we can be, but we're living in this material world. He's teaching us in his talk, Fully Human, Fully Divine, how to embrace both our divinity and our earth reality. And it incorporates Buddhist philosophy. So I'm really excited because it's something you could put to work in your life, how to be fully human and yet fully divine, how to embrace both of those disparate parts of ourselves and unify them so that we can live our lives with wisdom and yet practicality.
You also have Chief Golden Light Eagle, who will do a presentation. And what does he have to offer?
Chief Golden Light Eagle has been with us before. He travels the world, and occasionally he happens to be in the Cincinnati area during the time of the Victory of Light Expo, and this happens to be one of those times. He is a real Native American Indian chief who lives on a reservation in South Dakota, and his life as an Indian chief is all about prayer and ceremony. What's fascinating about Chief Golden Light Eagle is that he brings forth Native American teachings in a way that non-natives can learn about their philosophies of life and their cosmology. In their spirituality, there is a connection to star people. We might call them extraterrestrials or the people that would be considered our star family. As a matter of fact, there's a whole branch of metaphysics that we're simply star seeds, and we've arrived on planet Earth from other planets and other worlds. So he will be talking about his experience with these dimensions of life, and he's going to tie it in to the experience a lot of people have with numbers. The numbers are 11-11, 12-12, and 13-13. A lot of people, and I get phone calls, they start noticing these numbers on their clocks or in various parts of their lives, and they start wondering, why do I keep seeing these numbers? Cheap Golden Light Eagle will be talking about why. It's a communication from beyond, and it helps us tie in a holistic manner with the universe.
One of the things we talked a little bit about before we went on air tonight is this enlightening quote that you have on your website. It's from Thule Kupferberg, and it is, "When patterns are broken, new worlds emerge." So you want to talk about that a little bit in relation to the Victory of Light Festival and what's offered for people in light of new worlds emerging.
Absolutely, Barbara. That's the whole point of Victory of Light and things like what our expo offers. A lot of times you'll be struggling with your life, for example, and it's as if you're stuck in a box. And then finally you hear something or learn something or somebody says something and it plucks you out of that box, and you could see the box from an outside perspective and realize that you've been living in a limiting belief system, and by being pulled out of that box, you're able to see that it isn't quite as limiting or confining as you thought it was. There are options, and you may not even be who you thought you were, or who other people told you you were, or how you thought you had to be in order to survive in this world. It's about conformity, nonconformity, an enlightened way. I think enlightenment is all about that aha moment when you finally get it and you realize, I don't have to be limited by that belief. I don't have to be that way. I can live a life that's more fulfilling and more satisfying. I can take that risk and I'll be okay. And so that's what Victory of Light is really all about. It's about giving you perspective. There's a whole branch of psychology, Barbara, called transpersonal psychology. It's all about those aha experiences where you just have that flash of enlightenment or that experience in which everything becomes crystal clear and you're no longer struggling with that problem or issue that you may have been carrying around for possibly years, possibly an entire lifetime, and you're freed. Freedom is in the mind. And when the mind expands, that's when you realize that you are not bound. So the name of our show is the Victory of Light Expo, Victory of Light Over Darkness. Darkness is very limiting. It's negative belief systems, people feeling trapped or stuck. Light, of course, is enlightenment, the light of knowledge, the light of enlightenment, and that allows people to transcend limitations.
Well, and I do want to say that along with organizing this incredible and impressive festival that does offer people so many opportunities to have an aha moment, you also present, and there are interactive sessions, so to speak, with psychics or mediums. So lots of reasons to stop in and see you all at the Victory of Light Festival. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you, Barbara.
The Victory of Light Psychic Festival takes place November 17th and 18th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Sharonville Convention Center. This is a family-friendly event with music, food, artwork, and shopping, in addition to the many presenters. Tickets can be purchased at the door. Children under 12 are free, and so is parking. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.